Arindhi Mataji by loudly times.
On behalf of Radha Gopinath Temple, I welcome all of you who have come here. Very warm welcome to all of you. Especially I want to welcome, we have a special guest today who has come and visited us, Dr. Gomre. She is at Kasturda Hospital and she is assistant health officer of D ward. And D ward means our area of temple, you know. So we are really thankful and grateful to you for coming and encouraging us by your very honorable presence. Would you like to sit on the chair? You can sit. So we'll begin today our discussion. So this topic, happiness, is very common topic, you know. It's sought by everyone. Who doesn't want to be happy? Everyone wants to be always joyful. Everyone wants to always enjoy things. Nobody wants to become unhappy or miserable. Not only in human being, but even amongst animals, similar desire is there. There are 84 lakh species of life, according to Vedic scriptures. And we, all the our living entities, are taking birth in different bodies just to satisfy our need for happiness. We keep changing body, having so much desire for enjoying, for desire for happiness. And we keep changing our body. And when we get human body, we try to enjoy more because more facilities there to enjoy, to become more happy. And within a human being, either you are rich or poor, literate or illiterate, everybody tries to be happy, whether you are famous or somebody very insignificant in the society, or we are very diseased or healthy. Everybody is enjoying, trying to enjoy at their level. Not that only rich people are enjoying and poor people don't enjoy. They have their different own kind of enjoyment. Different people have their different way of finding happiness. I was just thinking that amongst the artists, what is the happiness of the artist? To create a masterpiece. Whether he's a sculptor or he's a painter. So their happiness is to create some masterpiece in their life, which is fulfillment of their whole life. And sometimes that person may create masterpiece, but others to whom he presents, they may not understand what it is. So even in paintings, many times it happens. We try to study that painting, but we don't understand. And then we call it a modern art. So, like that. And even in singers, when I was small, I used to see these concerts on television, classical singing. And I didn't have any knowledge of singing, any knowledge of the sargam. So I used to think, the way they are singing, they look so unhappy. But actually, they were with so much bliss they are singing. But only you should have that knowledge to appreciate their expertise. And in the sports, so many people, from child to the adult and the old age, people enjoy being part of the sports. Either they play sports or they want to watch the sports. And they find such happiness out of it. And especially in India, there's a cricket. But international game is a football. I just read in a few days back in a newspaper that one of the leading football player, how much money he makes, you know? 53 lakhs per month. That's his income, rupees. Okay. So, like, I was just wondering, and if you go and tell to some villager, some farmer, poor farmer in the village, that just by kicking a ball, he's getting so much money, you know. So it will not make any logic in his mind. He will get that person. These people who are becoming happy by watching these sports are crazy, you know. So everybody will have their own level of understanding. And especially about the chess, when two people are playing the chess, only they understand what they are doing. Nobody around will understand. And they will sit in their place for hours together. Sometimes just little break in between. And they really can concentrate, and concentration is too good. They're focus completely on the game. Nothing deviates them from their game. And people who don't have much knowledge about the sports, they will feel like how they are able to do it. Sometimes they are like yogis compared to yogis. They are able to sit in one posture. For devotees, if we tell them to sit and chant for half an hour in one position, it's very difficult. But these people have such passion for chess, they can sit in that table and chair for hours together. Even for students in the college, even if best teacher is teaching, but to get concentration, very difficult. So all the temptations are calling you, different types of temptation around. So like that. So different people have different things in which they find happiness. More than anything else, it's how you train your mind to find happiness. How from childhood your mind is trained that in certain things we are trained. We see our adult parents, our adult family members, that where they are finding happiness, and similar thing a child will follow. So wherever others are finding happiness, we'll learn to find happiness in that thing. And that will continue throughout our life. And nowadays, what is the most influential thing on us from childhood is the media. Media through television, media through internet, very strong. So many billboards around. Television, so many TV serials showing you so many things. And billboards, they give you such strong messages. Especially Bombay is famous for billboards. Even if you go through Manhattan in New York, you will not find so many billboards like Bombay. Famous for it is every step you put in, there are such huge billboards. Actually, these billboards, they bombard our mind and senses. What the continuous message they give you, that if you want to be happy, wear this brand of clothes. If you want to be this, want to have this kind of happiness, wear branded shoes, everything branded, and spend money. And nowadays, so much construction boom is there. So everywhere advertisement of luxurious apartment. Find your dream home here. Everywhere is a dream home available, like that. So it is continuously bombarding our mind. And what to speak about other things like mobile phones. So much if nowadays in our, when I was in college, there was no mobile phone. We didn't have even that thing in our mind that something like this can exist. The technology was not there that time. But now I see in the train when I travel, students are having such costly mobiles, you know, and the parents don't buy them, then they are so unhappy. This, in mobile phone, they find happiness and they are continuously doing something with the mobile. Initially, previously we used to interact with each other in train, but now everybody puts their mobile on, earphones, and they are busy with that only. No personal interaction, like that. And nowadays the trend has come. Colleges, if you don't have girlfriend or boyfriend, you'll be unhappy. Everybody like that. It has gone up to even school level. Okay? You must have boyfriend, like that. So, and then people, just to fulfill that desire, where they'll go? They'll go to temple to pray. The boys will go to temple and they will pray to Hanumanji. Please let that girl say yes to me. And the girl also will pray the same thing. Now Hanumanji is a Ajivan Brahmachari, Naishtik Brahmachari. What he has to do with your girlfriend, boyfriend, business, you know. But we want to fulfill our desire and we are praying to them. And all this temple every day, every week of the day are filled. Like every Saturday, Hanumanji. Every Tuesday, Ganpati. Ganesh temple. Every Thursday, Sai Baba. So every time fixed from different people, different propositions are made. Please fulfill my this desire. Please fulfill my this desire. And sometimes these desires are fulfilled also. They get also by doing some prayers or puja. They get some reciprocation from those demigods. And they will get. But ultimately, what happens, even if you have, Do you think that people around you are happy when you are successful in getting something? Do you think that people around you, when you desire something and you get it, people around you are happy? In the class, when a student gets first rank, do you think all other students are saying, wow, 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 such a good student? Huh? I don't think that is the feeling in their heart. They feel that, how do you get first rank here? The second ranker and third ranker says, what silly mistake I did that I missed this, my rank. So everybody is inside, actually, they're envious. They wish that, you know, whatever you got goes away from you. People wish like that. There was a famous example I used to hear. In France, one king, he built a very, very beautiful palace. Very, very opulent palace. And then he invited guests, very important celebrities, just to visit, just see, so nice house I built, such a nice house. I built such a beautiful palace to stay in. And people who are coming and visiting, inside, on the face, they will say, oh, such a wonderful house you have. So beautiful, such intricate furnitures and gold plating on your furnitures, gold plated bath, this thing, gadgets, and everything, such opulence. They're actually glorifying him, appreciating his architectural expertise, and congratulating him for having such a palace. But inside, they were feeling that, how can he have, you know, such a thing? How can he possess such a thing? I should have it. I should also have it. Like that. And if some big businessman is there, big businessman, and then when a person is rich, he has some control over the family. Because he has money, everybody will listen to him. Isn't it? Everybody will listen to him. Nobody will disobey him. Try to keep him as happy as possible. But what everybody is, most of the time, people are wishing that this, I have to, kaise bhi karke, I have to fulfill his desires, I have to make him happy. But I wish when he'll die and everything will become mine. I'll get my share. So even if we get success, there's a saying, very famous, and an advertisement we have heard from our childhood. Neighbor's envy, owner's pride. So this is the culture, our billboards, our advertisements, our media is teaching us that create such thing in people's heart. And even science has tried to make so much advancement. And why scientists are making so much advancement? So that everybody, all the people on the earth planet, they are living in comfortable lifestyle. They remove all the miseries so that they are not happy. It's everything meant for ultimately make everybody happy, you know. So much research is done. And to some extent, definitely they have been successful. So much media communication, so much is there. In last 20 years, the whole scenario is changed because of the communication technology advancement. But majority of the scientific research budget is for nuclear science research. All this research is not so much. The majority amount goes to nuclear science. And what nuclear science has ultimately contributed? The nuclear bombs, and the fear of war and fear of destruction in everybody's heart. They have tried to do something nice for people, but it is misused. It's misused, and actually it is becoming reason for anxiety of all the whole population all over the world, all the countries, so much fearful, so much fear it spreads. So Prabhupada once said that so much scientific advancement you all have done, but have you come across or have you solved the problems, actual problems of life? So Prabhupada said that Actual problems of life are four. Four problems are there in everybody's life. Either you are rich, poor, literate, illiterate, whatever level, you know. So those problems are birth. Once you take birth, you have to die. And before dying, old age and disease. Everybody has to go through it. Whatever scientific advancement is made in till now, they are still not able to overcome this. In Shastras, our problems or our so-called miseries, they are divided in three categories. There is Adi Daivik category, Adi Bhautik category, and Adi Atmik category. So in nutshell, there are three types of problems or miseries we all undergo, whether willfully or unwillingly or willingly. So Adi Daivik is our natural calamities. Either there is a drought or the opposite, there is a floods, there is a hurricanes, typhoons, then tsunamis. Very recent, Japan totally overcome by tsunami. If all of you have watched the news, you know. Sudden thing, and nobody has control. Whatever scientific advancement is done, research, they are not able to or prevent it or control over, having any control over it. Only thing that they can tell you, most sometimes they can predict, oh, such a thing is going to happen, and evacuate. Leave that place. But they have no control over nature. They are not, never, till now, they are not able to control over the nature. Then Adik Bhautik. Adik Bhautik means miseries inflicted upon you by living entities around you. So right from the insects to the human beings. Insect, we see so many bacteria, so many viruses, they are there. So many parasites are there, they create havoc in your body when it enters your body. Medical science actually finds the treatment for one bacteria virus, and new bacteria comes and creates havoc everywhere. Nowadays, at present in Bombay, dengue virus is most fatal. People are so scared. So like that. And whatever research in investigation or medical treatment, but they cannot prevent or kill all these viruses or bacteria totally. They are not able to overcome them. And recently, 2 days back, the Apple King, all of you must have read in newspaper, Steve Jobs, isn't it? How did he die? He had pancreatic cancer. Do you think he didn't have money for his treatment? He had all the wealth of the world for his treatment. And pancreatic cancer, when you get cancer, there are so many treatments available actually. So many treatments are available. But he just came to know that he has this cancer and he has such less time. And he couldn't, the doctors could hardly do anything. In spite of having so much wealth for him, he had few days, he knew that he has few days to live, and then he resigned from his post and gradually, and he was just 56. If you have so much money, people expect that you can live long, enjoy more. That's usually thinking, let me work so hard in my young age so that I can sit and relax a retired life and enjoy my money. Nowadays, so many policies are there. This policy for your retirement, that policy for your retirement. But it's not 100% guarantee. That even if you have money and you put so much money in policy, still you will be this misery will not affect you. There is no guarantee. Like that. And Adi Atmik. Adi Atmik means misery is created by your body and mind. And in Adi Bhautik, by other living entities, another thing I want to mention is terrorism by other human beings. Our 21st century with technological advancement, but how did it start with WTC? What did they do with WTC? They put bomb. Bombed the whole World Trade Center. Terrorist. And things have been happening every year. Now Mumbai also has come in that grip, terrorist. And they are using all the scientific research and advancement to fulfill their goals, their mission. And when the misery is with your body and mind is, first is the old age. Old age, actually in previous, just few years back, because there was no medical treatment available, people used to not live so long. There was no cardiac bypass available, there was no angiography available. So people had a heart attack and they would have first time, second time, third time, they would just die. And so many other diseases like diabetes, this, that, the chronic illnesses. But now there are treatments available which prolongs the life. And old people having these diseases, but they live long. There is a major problem because so much generation gap, old people have real problems about their, existence. And nobody takes care of them. Old age is a very bad thing to go through. And next is mental health. WHO has a great concern over the mental health. Misery caused by your mind, which is increasing day by day. Previously, in WHO statistics, the diseases which were very high incidence was like cardiac problems or diabetes problems. But now gradually, because of changing lifestyles, people's mind are getting affected. And the mental health is a great concern. Just this year in US, they have taken out the statistics and they have said that there is a shortage of the mental health professionals. They are not able to cater to the needs of those people who are suffering from mental illnesses like depression, suicidal tendencies. They are becoming so common. Even though people are becoming economically well-to-do, but still these problems are increasing. So psychiatrists have a very bright future actually. In 2020, the WHO has predicted that psychological, psychiatric problem will be heading the whole list. People have so much problem just dealing with their mind. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. Krishna says that A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartina Arjuna Maam Upetya Tu Kanteya Punar Janma Navidyate. He's saying A Brahma Bhuvana Loka, right from the Brahma's planet to the earthly planet. Krishna has described this. You don't have to go through the all experience. Krishna has already described in Bhagavad Gita that there is all these places, all these planets are there from Brahmaloka to earthly planet. They all, everywhere you have to come across misery. You have to experience misery. You can't avoid it. And then Krishna is telling this to Arjuna. And sometimes we feel, let me be successful. Let me become successful and then I'll enjoy. I'll overcome my miseries. And I just want to say about Michael Jackson. Everybody knows about him. In 80s, he became the most famous pop star, singer and dancer. But his life was full of controversies. Full of controversies. He tried to do so many things with his body, tried to change so many things. And just recently, when he died, I hope all of you know how he died. In June 2011, he died. And actually, problem was that I was watching on CNN that in news, they were showing the trial of his doctor. His doctor is, he has to answer the court that why he has given him such strong drugs to sleep. Because what happened, Michael Jackson, just before he died, he had planned very mega event, world tour, and he really wanted it to be successful. But he had problem with sleeping. He couldn't sleep in the night. And if he doesn't sleep in the night, next day he can't perform so well. So he hired this doctor and he told this doctor, you have to take care of my health. And how much monthly he was paying him? Any guesses? $150,000. How much it is? Any expert in maths, in conversion? I think around it's 70 to 75 lakhs per month. Huh? He was paying to his doctor for sleeping. Can you imagine? India, there's not a problem. Beggar on the street, he sleeps. So much traffic goes on, so many horns, but he's nicely sleeping. Huh? And in the train, sometimes we come across people. They are sleeping and you wake them, are utho, utho, utho. But still they will not budge. They sleep. Huh? So Michael Jackson, he had a problem with sleeping and this doctor used to give him very strong drugs to sleep. And one day it somehow happened, misfortune for Michael Jackson, that he died because of the overdose of these medicines. So that was his life. Another example is that one of these Udipi hotels in the Grand Road area near Grand Road station, Shetty's Shetty. So he, when he came to Bombay, when he was very young, he didn't have anything. Actually, he was working in some hotel and he had only money he could gather for one batata vada, pav vada in the night. He couldn't get more money. He couldn't buy the second pav vada for himself. And he really used to like this pav vada. Huh? Some people get happiness in eating, isn't it? Different varieties. They just keep eating, eating, eating. So this Mr. Shetty's favorite was eating pav, batata vada. And then he had made up his mind that when he gets the money, na, every day he will eat batata vada. And it was such a favorite dish for him that he will never get bored of it. But then gradually he became successful in his business. And he now owning he's owning almost four or five restaurants, Udipi restaurants. Hmm? But then he got diabetes. And in diabetes, you're not allowed to eat potatoes. Huh? So like things always looks that in future it will give you some pleasure, but you never know what happens to you in the future. Two friends were sitting on the bank of the river and just they were having nice chat and they saw some hand coming out of the water like this. So one boy is told to another boy, "Are, somebody's drowning, about to die, we must go and save that person, you know." And he immediately jumped, trying to save that person. And this his friend who was sitting on the bank of the river, he saw gradually his friend is gone inside the water, not coming out. Actually, what happened is that it was not some this boy who jumped inside. He thought that maybe it looks like hands of some woman, you know. Let me go in the water and enjoy her. Huh? But what happened? It was not woman, it was a bhalu. And he immediately dragged him inside. Sometimes same thing happens with us. We feel something will give pleasure to us and it will become cause of your sorrow like that. And similar thing is happening to Indians actually. Our Indian economy is booming. Last 10 years it has really boomed and people are having very good jobs. They have made so much progress, good cars, very luxurious apartments. Now Indians are having money. It's not only in Bombay, but even other cities of India, people are living such high lifestyle. But what is the result? People are working so hard. And their jobs, they are under so much pressure, under so much anxiety, under so much tension, stress, which was not there when they were having very simple lifestyle. This kind of pressure was not there. So we might feel that something will give us pleasure, but in fact that pleasure gets completely covered by some unpleasurable experience. And even amongst the students, then people feel that let me just to relieve my stress, just to relieve my anxiety, let me have alcohol. Let me start smoking. These habits, people get into it. And now students also get into it. Our temple devotee, one brahmachari, he was telling that he is from IIT. And they were having the program. our His Holiness Bhakti Sindhu, Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu Maharaj, he used to go there and give lecture just to encourage students, to guide the students in spiritual life. So this devotee thought that let me go to my friends and invite them to the program. They'll also take the benefit. So one boy, he was really, had become almost alcoholic addict. IIT student, can you imagine? The cream of the students of all over India, the IIT students. And this boy, from morning only, he'll start drinking. So morning around 8 o'clock, this devotee went and tried to call him, please come. By that time, his one round was over of drinking. So he was already in that little bit straight. So this devotee said, why don't you come and attend this discourse? There is a discourse on Bhagavad Gita. And come and you will feel very nice. And this devotee was inside feeling that this boy is having such bad habit. He's really going to have miserable situation in the future. So let me just help him. So instead, this boy said, "Pike aaya hai kya?" Actually, he was drunk. He's saying, "Pike aaya hai? Mere ko bula raha hai? Bhagavad Gita course mein. Look at me, I am such a drunk person. How can I come and go and sit in the Bhagavad Gita course, such a spiritual place? I can't go." And then he said, "Okay, you just come and sit." So somehow he convinced him to come there and sit. But still, he came with one bottle in the pocket. So this devotee, he said, "Okay, you're going inside the room now. Leave the bottle outside." So then nothing will happen to the bottle. Na? Nobody will take it away na, from him. He says, "Here all devotees are there. Nobody will touch it also." So nicely, inside the lecture was going on and the Maharaj was speaking about all the Bhagavad Gita knowledge and trying to encourage students to take to spiritual life. Still, his thirst was so intense that again came out and had something, again went in, you know. So students are also getting so much affected like that. And thing is that our mind is having control on us. The students, IIT students, they come under so much pressure. Every year we hear in the newspaper that this IIT student suicide, this here, IIT Kharagpur, IIT Bombay, suicide, so many students suicide. People are not able to overcome their mind, not able to handle the pressures. So mind is such a thing that even if you have everything around you, but one thing you don't have, it will just make you so miserable. One thing is not there with you. Similar thing you saw in the drama. This girls very wonderfully presented this drama. This story is from Srimad Bhagavatam, given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this King Chitra Ketu was there. And king means they are monarchs, no dispute over them. As soon as they are born and they are prince and then become king and they die as a king. Not like our politicians. Every 5 years they have to make an attempt to get the votes and get elected and come in the position. So this king, he had such big kingdom, so much wealth. He was himself very young, very strong, very handsome, having so many beautiful wives. But one thing he didn't have was son. And he was miserable. He couldn't enjoy whatever he has. Whatever he had, he could not really appreciate. So there is a saying that our mind can make hell out of heaven and heaven out of hell. Okay? Isn't it? For king, the same story was there. He had a heavenly pleasures available to him. He could just enjoy. But just that thought that I don't have a son and after I die, who will perform shraddh for me? If nobody performs shraddh for me, then I will not achieve the higher destination. Just thinking that, he was missing all the pleasures he had around him, you know. So, we hear that you will go to hell, you will go to heaven. But very less information is there regarding hell or heaven. Once His Holiness Radhana Swami was preaching in United States and he was talking to one Christian evangelist. So they had very strong arguments, and then Christian Baptist, this Pope, he was really heavy. And then ultimately he told Maharaj that you will go to hell at the end of your lifetime, you know. So Maharaj said, okay, then where you are going after life? Huh? So he is saying, I am going to heaven. So Maharaj said, if there are people like you in heaven, I don't want to be there in heaven. I better be in the hell, you know, like that. But what is a hell place? We should actually know, just little bit glimpse, you know. So in hell, sometimes we feel this is a hellish situation, my life is hellish, you know. But actually that is not hellish. In hell, what happens is that you are tortured, you are really, really suffering, but you don't die. Okay. Huh? So for different sinful activities, there are different things available to you in the hell to compensate for your sinful actions. So those people who are very, very attached to enjoying women, sex, so what they are made to do in hell? They are made to embrace a red hot iron pillar. They are very fond of embracing women, no? So there in the hell, when it is done in irreligious way, then you have a sinful reaction. If it is done in religious, lawful ways, then it doesn't have any sinful reaction. But when you do it irreligious way, then you will have sinful reaction. That sinful reaction is that you really embrace and you are not allowed to leave it. Till they have these Yamarajas, they have decided, till then you have to hold it. What will happen here? If one red hot iron touches you, what happens? It really burns you. And sometimes it can really melt your body because the temperature is too high. But here nothing happens to your body. You suffer so much, but you don't die. Here somebody gets burns or suffers, person gets a full body burn, then that person will die, nah, eventually. The body will not remain fit. But here in hell, you don't die. And so many different kinds of miseries are there. There is area where you are made to walk on piercing thorns. You keep walking, piercing thorns. Suffer so much pain is there. But you have to do it for that much time, how much time you are there in the hellish planet. So different, this hellish, that is the little glimpse of the hell. And heaven, every religion talks about going to heaven, isn't it? Whether it's a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian or Judaism, every religion says, if you do this, you will go to heaven. Heaven is the place you should desire for. There you will enjoy. So what is heaven actually? Heaven is a place where the enjoyment is hundreds and million times more than earthly planet. Hundreds and millions times you can keep enjoying and that enjoyment doesn't get over. What happens here? You may go to party, birthday party with friends outside, but that is only few hours. You have slogged throughout the day. And you have 1 or 2 hours, you've gone somewhere and you feel that, oh, really, I have enjoyed. But heaven is a place, 24/7, you're enjoying. Enjoying continuously, that enjoyment doesn't have any break, no pause, nothing. And the life there is very long. It's not short life that you enjoy and life is over. Demigods, their life is our 1 day, their 1 day is our 6 months. That is a calculation. So, and like that, they have 100 years, demigods. So imagine how many years, calculate later on, and how many years a demigod lives. And that much time, they are continuously enjoying. And enjoyment is without any interruption. And how do we experience pleasure here? We see some things through our eyes, we find something very beautiful and we feel very happy. We eat something very nice, and we feel real we can really enjoy, huh? But in heaven, there is no interruption. Here, even Anil Ambani, he is richest person of India, huh? He is having most wealthy apartment for himself in whole of India. But when he comes on Bombay roads, what he has to do? He has to get stuck in the traffic jams. Our Mumbai city is in the rank for what? Being a dirty city. You'll be very surprised that Mumbai is the 7th dirtiest city of the world. Huh? Calcutta is not in that list. Mumbai is. Okay. So Anil Ambani has to go through all this. Huh? He might be staying in heaven, but when he comes out, his enjoyment will be interrupted. And when something we are eating, our tongue is enjoying. When something like cake comes in front of you, isn't it mouth starts watering? Isn't it? Huh? So there is one nice story. Here that enjoyment can be interrupted. How? That one devotee was quoting that it was festival in the temple and there were a lot of cakes they were offered to the Lord. And then they got prasad and it was, then when they sat for prasad in the line and it came for distribution and just the enjoyment starts just looking at it. It doesn't wait. You start enjoying. As soon as you see the cake, you start enjoying. Huh? And then you eat and then enjoyment is more. So this devotee is really eager. Oh, cake. And it was a carob cake. So, and then he put the piece and he was really eager, but he couldn't start till everybody starts. So he was really. And then everybody started eating. And then he put his in the mouth. Like experience was, what is this? Huh? Somebody had put salt instead of sugar in that cake. Okay. So he thought that maybe in this corner it is other corner of the cake, though he tried to eat from the other corner. Huh? Same thing it is, this is salty. Then he saw other people that how they are enjoying. Same thing, they are also getting the same cake. But nobody wanted to acknowledge other people, they are not enjoying, you know. They want to show that they are enjoying. So nobody said anything. They were eating still, you know. Then he finished his prasad and then he said, ki, maybe that was a wrong time to eat, you know. Let me eat now. Now it will be better. So, but the same thing. Huh? Same thing was there. So like that, it can happen, but in heaven it doesn't happen like that. Your tongue can enjoy. And this enjoyment increases manifold when they drink somaras. Now you'll say, well, I'm talking about a somaras. Huh? But we have some misconception about somaras. We think that it is alcoholic beverage in the heavenly planets, but it is the other way around. It is perverted form. Our alcohol beverage is a perverted form of somaras. Our alcohol, when person drinks alcohol over here, then he totally goes out of his mind, loses control over himself. Even if he's a very gentle person, he will behave in such a nasty way, you know. And there's a hangover after drinking alcohol. The pleasure, whatever so-called, is very, very, I don't know how much, because I have not experienced, so I cannot describe. So, and then people become addict, and if they want to leave, it's so difficult. And overall, it's such harmful effect on all your body. But somaras is completely opposite, actually. Somaras, alcohol, when somebody drinks first time, it actually burns. That is what I have heard. Because it's a spirit. But somaras is like a nectar. It tastes like a nectar. And when you drink, it doesn't make you out of your mind. It just increases your pleasure manifold. And it is actually very nutritious for the body. Somaras is very nutritious for the body. And there is no hangover. And that's why we hear so many jihadis are there, suicide bombers are there. What temptation they are given? Usually poor people, they take up to terrorism. And those people who want to this encourage the terrorism, what they tell them, you become jihadi, become a suicide bomber, sacrifice your life for the cause and you will attain heaven. That is what they are told. And there you can enjoy. These people are very poor here. They have sometimes, very few are very wealthy and they are supporting terrorism. But actually, those people go in the fields and those who are suicide bombers, they are inspired in this way. Become jihadi, give your life for the religious cause and you will attain heaven. And there will be so much pleasure. There will be beautiful girlfriends to enjoy everything. And then people in that expectation. But what happens? Even for this heavenly enjoyment, decide kshine punye martya loke. So just by hearing all these things, anybody will want to go to heavenly planets. But there is a qualification to go to heavenly planets. You have to perform certain pious activities, then after this life, you will go to heavenly planet. But problem with heavenly planet is that kshine punye martya loke. As soon as the account of pious activities gets over, again you have to come to earthly planet. Again you have to come. So whatever happiness is there, actually it is illusory. There is a donkey is called Vaishaknandan. You know, this name is given to donkey, Vaishaknandan. You know why? Because he is very happy in month of Vaishak. So which is Vaishak month? You know, Vaishak month all marriages take place, summer season. It's actually very hot. And there is no reason for him to be happy in such a hot atmosphere. Huh? But his donkey, gada hai, aisa bolte na, gada hai. So he is happy when it's summer season. Why? Because when he is grazing, he sees behind. He is grazing grass and he sees behind. And he feels, oh, I have eaten so much grass today. I finished everything around, you know. And then he becomes very happy. But what is the reality? Actually, in summer season, not so much grass is anyway there. A little bit there is there and he is grazing and finishing and he looks behind and he becomes very happy. And he becomes very sad in rainy season when people are happy, you know. He sees so much grass, so many greenery around and he feels, oh, I have not eaten anything. And so he is called Vaishaknandan. But we also actually feel that I am enjoying. Today I am enjoying. But actually that is not real enjoyment because it is very short. It is temporary. Actually it is just to cover your painful experience. Real happiness is something we don't know actually. Whatever experience of pain is there in this world, it actually overcomes our experience of the pleasure. That whatever deep impression is created by painful experience in our life, we never forget. Isn't it? Somebody causes pain to us, we remember sometimes whole life. But so many things we take pleasure in, we forget immediately. So painful experience has very deep impression on us. And pleasurable experience, we immediately forget. So somebody will say that then is there real happiness available? Is it real? Does it really exist? So answer is that there is a imitation jewelry shop and there is real diamond jewelry shop. So why there is imitation jewelry available? Because there is something like real jewelry available. Then they are copying it and making imitation jewelry. So similarly, the happiness is available, but you should know when we'll find it and where we'll find it. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, when we'll find it. What is the stage that you can call yourself as a actually happy person? So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that to Arjuna that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanchati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. He is saying Brahma Bhuta, when a spirit soul achieves a self-realized platform where he is united with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Then he is prasannatma. Then he is a happy soul. Na sochati na kangchati. Means then he never laments or never desires for anything else. He is so happy and satisfied, he has no more desires to get fulfilled. And what is the stage, how do we recognize such people? He is saying sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He is equal to everybody. He is not envious of anybody. And he is always mad bhakti labhate param, always engaged in my devotional service. And where such happiness we can find? Where you can actually experience such happiness? Brahma, Lord Brahma is describing. This description is there where he has written prayers to Supreme Lord. These prayers are called Brahma Samhita. In that he is saying, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Taravo Dhruma Bhumi Chinta Mani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Katha Ganam Natyam Gamanam Api Vansi Priya Sakhi Chidananda Jyotin Tamasa Apisa Shayakti Shirabhi Shayakti Shayatri Shirabdi Surabhi Yasya Hi Sumaha Bhaje Shveta Deepam Tamaham Ilo Iha Goloka Itiyam Vidantaste Shanta Virala Chara Katipaye. So in this, there is description of the spiritual world where Brahmaji is describing. So he is describing that what he is praying to the Supreme Personality, that I worship that Shveta Deepa. He is saying that where Lord, he is always enjoying with all his associate, all his consorts, all goddesses of fortune. And there all the trees are wish-fulfilling desire trees. Wish-fulfilling desire trees, Kalpataru means what? That you go to the tree and whatever wish you make immediately, tree will fulfill your wish. It exists in the spiritual world. Then, Dhruma Bhumis Chintamani. This every particle of the earth over there is a valuable Chintamani gemstone. So that also you wish something to those Chintamani and your desire will get fulfilled. Katha Ganam Natyam. Somebody is happy. How that person expresses happiness? Suppose you are very happy. You suddenly start dancing. You suddenly start singing. Isn't it? So in spiritual world, this living entity is, he's saying whatever they are speaking is like a beautiful song. Wherever they are walking, they are dancing. Katha Ganam Natyam Gamanam. And the flute is constant companion, means nice music is always going on in background. And there is a effulgence light is there, which is there. It is full of transcendental bliss. And this time over there is eternal. There is no past, there is no future. So it is not that time is going away. Their enjoyment will get over. And all the living entities are supremely enjoying over there. And this place, there is a milk of ocean. And how this ocean is made? From the milk given by all the Surbhi cows. They are very great and they have made this ocean of milk. So this place is there and Brahmaji is telling, but only very few self-realized souls have this knowledge. Many people don't have knowledge about this spiritual world. And we are very fortunate that we have the scriptures and we have spiritual teachers who tell us that there is a place existing like this. And Maa Mupet Krishna said, previously I said when he's saying that all these planets from Brahmaloka to earthly planets, they are all places of misery. But at the same time, Krishna told Arjuna, Maa Mupetya Tu Kaunteya Punarjanma Na Vidyate. If that person engages in devotional service and attains my abode, means suppose that person comes to the spiritual world, never has to go back to material world, never has to go back to miserable planets. So desire for becoming happy is not actually wrong. It's very our natural desire. Desire of our soul is to always be happy. Anand mayo bhyasa, it is said. Just like sugar is known by its quality of sweetness. Salt is known by its quality of saltiness. Barabar hai? So like that, our soul is also always seeking happiness. That's why we are also seeking happiness. But we should know where to go to find this happiness, from where we should find the happiness and this kind of happiness, and what we should do to attain this happiness. We should have that knowledge, and we should perform certain activities which will promote us to a place where we'll get such happiness, and we will avoid sinful activities which will prevent us from getting to such place. So Prabhupada said that chant and be happy. He said chant and be happy. That means, he said, just chant the holy name of the Lord. When he went to United States of America, and then he started preaching to many young people. Over that time, in 1966 and 70s, there was a saying in America amongst the teenagers that never trust anybody above 30. And they all had so much opulence, all facilities of life, but they had just left and they were living in sub ghettos, and they were engaged in drug addiction and all those things. And Prabhupada went and taught them about Krishna consciousness. And then they became pure Vaishnavas. They started chanting Krishna's name. They started engaging in devotional service of the Lord. And then somebody asked Prabhupada that there are so many Babas around, and they perform so many miracles. Somebody takes out rashes and gives. Somebody takes out golds and gives. By miracle. Can you do that? So Prabhupada said that I have done much higher miracle than them. He said that these people were such addicted to such sinful activities. They were hippies. And from hippies, I have made them happies. From hippies, they became happies by engaging in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada spread this knowledge of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that's why he named his society International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So, and once one person was very argumentative. He said that you are saying that by following Krishna consciousness, you will get better birth. In future, you will return to spiritual world where Krishna, you will enjoy with Krishna. But suppose I have a doubt, Krishna doesn't exist. Suppose Krishna doesn't exist and this is all myth, according to me. Then what? Many people in India, they feel that when we speak about spiritual world description, such places, they feel this is all mythological stories. So what was Prabhupada's answer? Prabhupada said, in Krishna consciousness, we have three activities. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Either we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, or we are dancing in the kirtan. Chanting, we may be chanting the holy name, or we may be speaking about Lord pastimes. And then we are enjoying, we are expressing our happiness by engaging in dancing kirtan. And then after all that, we are having sumptuous prasad. Very tasty prasad. These three things we are doing. So he's saying, even if Krishna is not there, suppose, but in this life we are anyway enjoying. Or we are already enjoying actually. We are already enjoying. But you think for yourself, suppose Krishna actually exists, then what will happen to you? And that person was answerless. He had no more arguments. Suppose Krishna actually exists, then what will happen to you? And a few years back, during Janmashtami, after 12 o'clock, we were having dancing kirtan here. So girls were dancing, Matajis were dancing this side, Prabhuji is this side. And when group of young boys came, and they really enjoyed the dancing. And we stopped at 1 o'clock, the kirtan. So they really wanted to go on and on, because they really enjoyed it. And after that, they asked somebody, "Idhar roj hota hai kya hai?" They felt that this is night party, like Bombay. "Idhar roj hota hai?" They really enjoyed. So actually, in Krishna consciousness, there is a lot of enjoyment. And whatever we may possess in our life, there is no need to give up. Even if you have a good family, good job, loving family, good job, nice house, good everything nice. But Prabhupada says that they are like zeros. If you put 1 0, 2 0, 3 0, 1 0 plus 1 0 plus is equal to 0. But when that zero will have importance, when the digit of one will come in front, and that is, Prabhupada says, that is Krishna. Once you make connection to Krishna, then all zeros value will increase like anything. More zeros and more values. More zeros, more values. So how to make that connection? When you make that connection, actually what happens when we connect to Krishna, our soul actually from inside becomes happy, gets a bliss. And Prabhupada has taught us how to make that connection. Saying, by chanting the holy name, when we are chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that time we are actually in contact with the Lord, whether we experience or no. And then next is, just by coming in association of devotees who are pure devotees of Lord. When we see them, we actually feel connected to Krishna. Devotees like, pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and many devotees in our society. When we come in contact with them, we feel inspired to practice Krishna consciousness. We feel inspired to get engaged in devotional service. And through the holy scriptures, when we read scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then again we are making connection to Krishna. So at every stage of life, we have to decide whether we want to remain connect with the Krishna and remain connected or no. So if we make connection with Krishna and keep that connection throughout our life, then Krishna says, Maam upetyatu kantaya punarjanma na vidyate. So if you do this, at the end of life, you will attain my abode. And that is his promise. So every stage of our life, we have to make right choice. What we want to do. Intelligent person thinks that what is right and what is wrong. They don't get carried away. So we have to always make right decisions after proper thinking, after having proper knowledge, and make right decisions. So today, now we end this program. And I think if anybody has questions, then we can answer a little later. We are a little bit late. And now the second, last part of our program is, second part actually, already we spoke about the Lord, now we'll be dancing. And in dancing,